This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, March 10th. Well, we got the payroll report out, and they did revise January lower, but not enough to mask all those seasonal adjustments that exaggerated the number. So here's the deal on the payroll report. We're still creating jobs in America, but the unemployment rate's rising. So either the workforce is exploding in size and or the government's messing with the seasonal adjustments. And I think the answer is the latter, okay? Labor force participation actually rose. So if anything, the workforce might have shrunk a little. But the bottom line is the government reported economic numbers in January that were exaggerated on both payroll and I believe retail sales. And we'll get retail sales next Wednesday. We'll see what the revision is on that. But the big news that's overshadowing all of this is what happened to that Silicon Valley Bank that wanted to do a $2.25 billion secondary offering. The bank shares crashed yesterday. They took down other banks. They're still low this morning. It's been closed for trading. Peter Thiel, who was a big venture capitalist, and it runs something called the Founders Fund, told all his startups to pull their money out of the bank. So here's what's really going on. The Fed's in charge of the banking system, okay? And it's not good to have a run on any bank because it kind of taints the neighborhood. So even though we don't recommend financial stocks generally, the financial sector is really a mess right now, okay? Because what's happened is every bank that had treasury securities watched the value of their collateral drop as yields went higher, okay? And now they can invest it on the right part of the yield curve, maybe lose less. But something is going on, and the Fed's in charge of the banking system. So they are probably only going to raise rates 25 basis points on March 22nd. The reason I know that is market rates are collapsing. So today, as I talk to you, the 10-year bond yield is 3.73, and it was over 4% not that long ago. The real shocker is the 2-year yield, which was over 5%, is now 4.64, okay? So that's a big, big drop in rates, okay? Whether we look at the 2-year, the 10-year, the Fed doesn't fight market rates. So the consensus is that our interest rates might have spiked earlier due to bogus economic data, payroll and retail sales being exaggerated in January. Now reality is coming home to roost. Now people are finding out things aren't as strong as they wanted. And finally, treasury yields are collapsing. In the meantime, because today's a Friday, people are just going to sell. So today's probably going to be a tough day for a lot of us because there's all this uncertainty out there and no one wants to carry the risk over the weekend. So anyone that has inventory stocks, like professional traders and stuff, will sell. So today is going to be a tough day, even though we don't have the banking exposure and all that stuff, and even though oil prices are up today. So hang in there. And the good news is, this is going to stop the Fed from raising rates too much. So that's, in my opinion, the good news. Now, of course, we'd like the Fed to comment about it. And of course, this collapse in the Silicon Valley Bank happened just after Jerome Powell was done with his congressional testimony for 2 days. So that's what's weighing on the markets, a banking collapse that has nothing to do with us. You know, we don't recommend financials. I'm an ex-bank analyst. I actually know too much. I don't like financials. So what's happening is the banks are under pressure. The Fed's going to have to respond, and they're going to respond by raising rates only 25 basis points. So that's your update for today. And sorry the markets are choppy today, but it is a Friday. And please remember, markets do oscillate. So what's down today could be up tomorrow. We could have a rally at the close today after traders clean out their inventory. But as far as I'm concerned, you should only sell in the liquidity. And on days like today, when there's not a lot of liquidity, I don't recommend you sell. So that's it. Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.